Crime expert Jeffrey Fagan of Columbia University gave testimony on the 11th day of the stop and frisk trial in federal district court in Lower Manhattan. He said UF-250s, the form NYPD officers fill out for stop and frisks, are not adequate in determining whether stops are justified. Examining entries from over 4.4 million UF-250 forms from the city's database, Fagan and his team found that 88% of the stops resulted in no summons or arrests. While one of the police commissioner Ray Kelly's rationales for stops is that it cuts down on gun violence, testimony counters this. According to Professor Fagan, data shows that very few, less than 1% of stop and frisks, result in seizure of guns, weapons, or contraband. Attorney for the plaintiffs, Darius Charney, is with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
The police officers are supposed to check off boxes on the form that are supposed to represent the reason that they stopped a person, you know, and there's a series of 10 boxes on the first side of the form and 10 on the second side, and they're supposed to check off all the boxes that they believe apply in a certain stop situation. The problem is so many of these boxes are extremely vague. So, for example, one of them is furtive movements, which, as we heard right before lunch, is the most commonly cited stop factor. And a furtive movement can be almost anything. I mean, you've already heard some police officials in this case testify that a furtive movement can be anything. It's basically anything that they think is suspicious can be a furtive movement. So again, you know, if an officer checks that off on the box on the form, that doesn't really tell us anything about what he or she saw, because they don't have to describe what the furtive movement is.
Another box commonly checked off on UF-250 forms is the one for high crime area. Professor Fagan's analysis of data shows that more than 50% of the time, NYPD police officers check off that box when the area was not designated high crime, and sometimes when it was shown to have low crime, like in the case of the stop of David Floyd. The judge, Shira Scheinlin, is particularly concerned with the analysis of hit rates, the percentage of stops actually resulting in evidence of a crime.
The purpose of a stop and frisk is if you suspect that a crime is afoot, you're supposed to investigate to see if you were in fact right. And we saw that the hit rates are so low that they're lower than one would even expect if you were just randomly stopping people without any suspicion. She also appeared to be interested in the way that people are treated during their stops in terms of their race. In other words, Black and Latino pedestrians who are stopped appear to be treated more harshly, in other words, to have force used against them more often than to white pedestrians. And also that when an evidence of a crime is discovered, in other words, when the police do find evidence of a crime, they're much more likely to arrest the Black or Latino pedestrian, and with the white person, they're much more likely to just simply give them a summons.
Outside the courthouse, New York City women demand an end to discriminatory stop and frisk practices. While women make up a smaller number of documented stops than Black or Latino men, they say levels of discrimination are similar. Deb Long is with the National Coalition of 100 Black Women.
It's pretty sad when young people don't feel that they're safe in their own communities, when in fact they have not committed any crimes and they look to the police to keep them safe. I mean, that's the job of a police department, is community safety. But as long as stop and frisk is around, that tension will continue and the concern and anxiety will continue as well.
Cindy Mendez is president of New York State's National Organization for Women.
We fight against violence, all forms of violence, and to have the police, who usually we call for help, to violate us is definitely on top of our agenda to make sure that we fight against that.
Mendez says the NYPD needs a change in leadership.
We are demanding that the candidate for mayor make sure that Commissioner Kelly is out of there. He already proved that he is not doing good for our community, that he's not the leader that he says he is, and that when it comes to law enforcement. We demand our human rights.
Councilwoman Margaret Chin for Lower Manhattan often hears complaints about stop and frisk from her constituents.
Young Black men who have been stopped, you know, just because they were with their friends or the friends were visiting them. And this kind of policy has to stop. I mean, people want to feel safe in their community, and they should not be afraid of the police. I also have constituency who are vendors. They're immigrant. They don't speak English well. And a lot of time, they are, you know, stopped by the police or harassed by the police for reasons that they couldn't explain if they spoke English fluently or if the police would give them some time to, like, ask the question, like, why, you know, they didn't have their license on them, but they have it in their pocket or whatever. But it just, what's missing is that mutual respect, that the police officer's job is to really protect the community, protect the people in the city, and they should really have that open lines of communication. I think that would help solve some of these problems when people in the community know who their local police officers are, and they could build a relationship and really get to know each other. At the same time, if any kind of crime happens in the community, guess what? The people in the community will be able to help them.
But now the people in the community are reluctant.
Oh, yeah. People in the community are afraid to speak out, and they don't want to get involved.
So tell our listeners about the importance of the Community Safety Act, in your view.
Well, the Community Safety Act, especially the one about the
Inspector General.
Inspector General one, and I think that is moving along. We just want to have someone that can make recommendation. We're not saying someone who's going to dictate to the police commissioner or police department what they should do, but at least an independent person that could do the analysis and make some recommendation. And also the other thing is profiling bill that, you know, police officers should not just stop someone because of their race or their ethnicity, and that should not be. So it's all the hearings that we have throughout the city, and I think the testimony in the courts really drive home the need to bring about some reform, and hopefully that will help us pass the Community Safety Act.
Councilwoman Margaret Chin, and this is Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.